Trump hits back at Panama president on keeping canal, we'll see about that. By Paul Bois on December 22, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump has responded to the president of Panama, José Raúl Mulino, on the debate over the Panama Canal. As Breitbart News reported, the president-elect put the Panama Canal in his sights recently, saying that the United States will take the vital trade route back if the country continues to rip off the U.S. The Panama Canal is considered a vital national asset for the United States, due to its critical role to America's economy and national, Trump wrote on Truth Social. A secure Panama Canal is crucial for U.S. commerce and rapid deployment of the Navy, from the Atlantic to the Pacific, and drastically cuts shipping times to U.S. ports. The United States is the number one user of the canal, with over 70% of all transits heading to, or from, U.S. ports, Trump added. Considered one of the wonders of the modern world, the Panama Canal opened for business 110 years ago, and was built at huge cost to the United States in lives and treasure. 38,000 American men died from infected mosquitoes in the jungles during construction. In response, José Raúl Mulino said the canal will continue to remain an asset of Panama. As president, I want to express clearly that every square meter of the Panama Canal and its adjacent zone belongs to Panama, and will continue to do so, Mulino said in video statement, according to an English translation. The sovereignty and independence of our country are not negotiable. The canal is not under direct or indirect control, neither by China, nor by the European Community, nor by the United States, nor by any other power. As a Panamanian, I strongly reject any manifestation that distorts this reality. Panama respects other nations and demands respect, he added. In another Truth Social post, Trump said, "We'll see about that." In his earlier Truth Social post, the president-elect also took Panama to task for charging exorbitant prices for passage, adding that China has taken over its management. When President Jimmy Carter foolishly gave it away for $1 during his term in office, it was solely for Panama to manage, not China or anyone else, Trump said. It was likewise not given for Panama to charge the United States, its Navy, and corporations doing business within our country, exorbitant prices and rates of passage. Our Navy and commerce have been treated in a very unfair and injudicious way. The fees being charged by Panama are ridiculous, especially knowing the extraordinary generosity that has been bestowed to Panama by the U.S. This complete rip-off of our country will immediately stop. The president of Panama said that rates are not established on a whim. Rates are not a whim, Mulino said. They are established publicly and in an open hearing, taking into account market conditions, international competition, operating costs, and the maintenance and modernization needs of the interoceanic route. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.